Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Well, what must be going through Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's head right now? The 95th minute of the game, an Arsenal penalty. It's Ashwood 1, it's Arsenal 1. This could take all 3 points back to the Emirates. It would be heartbreak here at Dartley Park as the home side have been immaculate throughout the game. This is it. To win it for Arsenal. It's Aubameyang. It's saved by Rivière. Ramsey with the rebound. He's hit the post. Cleared by Well. Ashwood fans on their feet. What a stop from the Frenchman. What resilience yet again. And now Ashwood are coming forward with Adeyemi, the centre-half. And Jorgensen is on the overlap. He's turned on the afterburners. Played in by Adeyemi. And he's beaten Mustafi. He's got acres of space to run into here. Bellerin has got to catch him. He's just going to keep going. He's got Ivan Lloyd's support. Jorgensen has a go. Saved by Tech. It goes to Lloyd! Pandemonium at Dartley Park. From staring into the jaws of defeat to snatching all 3 points in the blinking of an eye with the final kick of the game. Quite remarkable, really.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing. I can't believe what I've just seen. But look at this, right? That's not a penalty for me. Never in a million years. Rivière saves it. Look at that strong hand. Then Ramsey has to score. Pings off the post. And it's clear. And, you know, any other day, maybe any other team, boots it further, taking the corner flag. No way. Not today. Jorgensen bombs forward with it. Mustafi should do better there. Bellerin almost catches him. And look at Lloydy there, screaming for the ball. Jorgensen says, no thanks. He smacks the shot off, low and hard. Czech makes a decent save. And watch this for Lloyd. This is an easy back. That angle, that pressure, smashes it into the roof of the net. What a moment.
The final whistle. It's early on in the season, but you'll struggle to match a moment like that, like this here right now at Dartley Park. Ashwood fans, do not adjust your sets. You are really seeing this the first time Ashwood have beaten Arsenal in the league in 16 years. It's Ashwood City 2, it's Arsenal 1, and the mastermind behind that win is Dan Watson, and he's with Dominic.
Dan Watson, what a result for Ashwood City.
I think we showed remarkable character today in what was against a really strong Arsenal side, that has to be said. We didn't give in, we just kept going. And, you know, I always say this, when you stick to your game plan, anything is possible, anything.
It's the first league victory against Arsenal in 16 years.
Yeah, that's incredible. That makes me really proud. And it's huge respect to the boys today. But, you know, moments like the last few moments there, that's for the fans. Because 16 years is too long a time to wait.
You've faced difficult circumstances at this club with the lack of support from the boardroom. What do results like this do for that relationship?
Look, the chief executive and everybody else upstairs, as it were, you know, they know my position. We're going to keep winning games. We're going to keep performing. And the lads will continue to be more than the sum of their parts, in a way. They need to seriously think if they're in this for the long term or the short term.
The board.
Yes, the board.
What about you, Dan? You beat Arsenal, they hired a new manager. Could you have been in the other dugout today?
Look, possibly. Certainly something I would have considered at the time. Look, this summer was a difficult few months for me. I got nothing from Ashford, and my attention was quite naturally, drawn elsewhere.
You're referring to the links with West Ham?
Yeah, exactly.
And you regret that, Dan?
There's nothing to regret. There is nothing to regret. They went with Pellegrini, you know, and he hasn't had the best start. And maybe, just maybe, they're reconsidering the decision they made.
Would you speak to them again?
Look. I love West Ham. I've never made any secret about that. And as long as Ashford hierarchy continue to make it difficult for me, then I'm always going to be looking at West Ham and thinking, you know, I could do a job there. But let's focus. This was for the Ashford fans today, and I want to focus on the here and now.
Of course, those final minutes were something special, weren't they, Dan? Was that a penalty for you?
Not for me, no. I think justice has prevailed in this instance. You watch that replay, you see Ramsey lay the ball off, and there's a couple of touches by Welbeck. And I don't see a knock there, but, you know, he just goes down like a bit of a fanny.
Ashwood City Football Club are one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive.
Following the comments of their manager Dan Watson, Chief Executive Patrick Nolan is exploring options for disciplinary measures. To help him assess Ashwood's position, he's contacted legal director Sinead Flynn.
You fucking shitbag, Nolan! We drafted this little dickweasel's contract a fucking fortnight ago!
Yes, I'm aware of that, Sinead.
Don't fucking snide me. You can't spell Sinead without snide, Patrick.
Yeah, whatever. I want to legally kill Dan Watson.
He said fanny, so fucking what?
So I want you to find me anything in that contract of his that involves misconduct.
You're looking for a fanny clause?
Well, ideally, yes.
All this for fanny. What a load of shite. I'm busy, Patrick.
He said more than fanny, Sinead.
You're being a fucking fanny, Patrick. Suck it up.
Clearly misogyny is allowed now, is it? Now it's come out of the saintly mouth of Dan Watson.
I have a fanny, and I don't care that he said fanny. Do you have a fanny, Patrick?
No.
Well, you fucking sound like you do.
Sinead, listen, he's getting out of control.
Are we talking about the same guy?
He's undermining my position, and when he undermines me, he undermines the whole board, including you.
What did he say?
He said we're cheap. He said he'd rather be at West Ham.
West Ham?
Yeah.
West fucking Ham?
Yes.
May God have mercy on us all.
Look, the boy king is going to overthrow us, Sinead. I need to behead him and plant his head on a spike outside the stadium like the previous Ashwood managers.
Fine, I'll look at his contract. I've probably planted a few things in there. I'll get you your fanny clause. Who's his agent?
His agent is Owen Wilson.
You what?
You know, Owen Wilson, the agent. Not the actor.
He's a spineless wanker, is he?
Yeah, we have plenty of his boys in the squad. He needs us more than we need him.
I'll be back in touch later and I'll let you know if you can swing the axe.
Long live the king.
Yeah, whatever.
Nothing compares to you, Sinead.
The manager's media appearance hasn't gone unnoticed by the American ownership, as Anaheim Sports Group have sent staff from their European office to monitor the club's handling of the situation.
Heather, hi. Great to see you again.
Likewise, Patrick. Always a pleasure. I hope you don't mind. We've taken over the meeting room.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, Patrick. Good to see you, Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
And we even have Hutch here.
We do.
On Skype.
Patrick, you son of a bitch.
Hutch, how are you doing over there?
All the better for seeing you, my friend. I want to get to the bottom of this fanny business.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Patrick, I hope it's recognized here that this kind of rhetoric is damaging to our brand.
No, I completely understand, and Ashwood won't tolerate this.
So, Patrick.
Yes, Hutch.
Patrick, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Fanny is a vagina, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So we're looking at a sexist comment?
Yeah, that seems to be the case, yes.
Patrick, it's being forecasted that we may receive a drop in share price when the American markets open.
Yeah, understood.
Now, obviously, that may be for any number of reasons, as we have numerous assets. But if we track that drop to anything to do with Ashwood, we expect action. Is that understood?
No, that's completely understood. What sort of action would you be looking at?
So, what's an ass? over here, Fanny, isn't it?
Heather, I'm happy to take full disciplinary measures if it will help.
What are full measures, as you understand it?
Ass, vagina, Fanny, pussy.
Patch, I think we're losing connection.
Should we just hang up and call her?
My testicles are bollocks, right?
Patrick, what measures can you offer me?
With your backing, I can fire him, but I'll have words with him first.
You have our support to dismiss Mr. Watson, if that's the route you wish to take.
Okay, thanks, Heather. Thanks, Hutch. I'll speak to you soon.
Titties.
Hey, you, Fanny Watson.
What do you want?
Nothing. What about you? What do you want? Arsenal or West Ham? How about Barcelona?
I didn't get you a congratulations yet, Patrick.
God, it's Arsenal, Dan, not the Harlem Globetrotters.
Is this what you've come here for? To belittle a decent achievement for Ashwood?
No, I've come here to give you a serious fucking warning.
Serious fucking warning?
Yeah, big yellow sign, flashing lights warning, hazard warning, Eden fucking hazard.
Well, I don't need to hear it.
Well, you're gonna hear it, or you'll end up on the crap heap with all the other managerial spare parts.
You can't threaten me. I'm not in my position now.
What, in your position?
Yeah.
Your position being my member of staff?
No, my position in the heart of our fan base.
Our fan base?
Yeah, I can walk on water, mate.
Yeah, carry on like this and you'll drown, believe me.
I can turn 11 men into 500 fish as well, so...
What? Have you read the Bible?
Just fuck off, Patrick. If you haven't got anything positive to say...
Yeah, well, here's something positive. How about we give you a vote of confidence?
You're going to give me a vote of confidence?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident over here, Dan, mate.
Well, there must be something going round, mate, because I've been feeling pretty confident myself.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm a confidant.
Well, I'm confident you don't fucking know what that means.
I'm confident that you can't touch me right now. Check the lead table next time you come down here and try and boss me around.
God, I am so fucking bored of you, Dan Watson.
Bored?
Yeah, I'm Carol Borderman.
Yeah, really good,
mate. I'm a border collie.
Well done.
I am chairman of the board.
Your chief exec.
Yeah, same fucking thing.
Are you finished?
No, Dan. You're finished.
What are you watching?
I'm just catching up on my soaps.
Head of Communications Jess Tate and Sporting Director Chris Woody Woodall are scrutinising the damage Dan's comments have done to the club.
Oh, of course you'd be into a shit show like this.
Jesus Christ, you sound like shite.
Well, I've been on the phone all day actually doing my job. Why are you in my office?
Because mine smells of gangsters and sexual frustration.
Well, the shit has really gone and hit the fanny now, hasn't it?
Jess, that's disgusting.
I didn't know you could be disgusted.
Have you watched Aston Villa play this season?
No.
Disgusting. And I text Steve Bruce that too.
Look, we've got to go after Dan for this. We've got to hang him out to dry.
Or just hang him?
You'll like this, Woody. Owen Jones in The Guardian.
I'm going to stop you there, Jess. No, I fucking won't.
Listen, why Dan Watson is the kind of misogynist to look out for.
Does he mention anything about West Ham?
Oh, no, this is a good bit. Watson is a typical straight-laced guy who harbours a deep hatred for women behind a false grin and a considerate manner.
Manners maketh Dan.
Hold on a second.
What are you doing?
I've got a tweet
there. Deborah speaking.
Deborah. Yeah, no, I've got the wrong number. Have you changed your office extension number?
Yeah, they've moved my desk.
Oh, okay. Okay
they've
then, Deb, I've just
him.
Got to... Sorry?
They've moved my dad out of intensive care.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I suppose. He's not himself, though, Jess.
No?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Such a shame.
Yeah, look, I've just got to speak...
When you see, he hasn't really been the same.
I can imagine.
It's tough for him. Really tough.
I know. Oh, Deborah, I'll call you back in a second.
That was disgusting, Jess. I'm disgusted yet again.
I'm busy.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Erica, I need you to tweet that we're conducting an internal review of Dan's insensitive comments from yesterday, and I want you to monitor the feedback. Everything from the fans telling us to fuck off to press coverage from the tweet.
Will do.
You're asking your staff to monitor how often the fans tell us to fuck off. Why not get them to count the blades of grass on the pitch?
You've got to gauge the mood, Woody.
Jess, if you think our fans get offended by calling an opposition player a fanny, then you have exceptionally high standards. Call Nigel Farage a fanny and they may get upset.
I've spoken to Dan. I'm going to kill him.
Oh, Fanny boy, the pipes
are calling. Never noticed that vein on your forehead before.
I have seen it on him. First saw it when we got knocked out of the League Cup by QPR.
He thinks he's untouchable. Well, I'm going to touch him up.
That vein is sending you bonkers, pal.
What did he say?
Well, he basically wants to manage West Ham and simultaneously hold a gun to my head every time he steps in front of camera, which is all the fucking time.
Patrick, this Fanny thing...
I know, it's got potential.
We need to make Dan vulnerable.
I've spoken to Sinead.
You spoke to Sinead?
Did you call her? Or did you go and visit her face-to-face in the cracks of hell?
She's going to see if those misconduct clauses get us out of this.
Sorry, get us out of what?
Dan.
You're going to sack him?
Correct.
I'm going to go and get the champagne in my office.
Wait, I need you for something.
Sorry, you can't sack someone who's third in the league?
Yes, we can.
Let's just break him down with this scandal until he's in our back pocket.
I don't fucking want him in my back pocket, Woody. Go and visit Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson?
It's not that Owen Wilson.
Ah, right.
Right, if he's not at home, track him down, find him, and make sure that he is onside.
Onside linesman. Right, right.
Look, do whatever you can to make sure he doesn't hold anything we do to his beloved Dan Watson against him.
Oh, my fuck. You're going to sack Dan and avoid his payout. Am I dreaming? Is this a dream?
Go, now.
Now let's just breathe, shall we?
Oh, I'm breathing. I'm breathing fire.
Just calm yourself down. We can handle him. It's Dan Watson.
He thinks he can overthrow me. I'm the true king, Jess.
Oh, I knew those Game of Thrones box sets were a bad idea.
Yeah, unleash hell.
That's Gladiator.
Well, I'll cut his heart out with a spoon.
The Robin Hood Prince of Thieves.
Oh, whatever.
That thing is very distracting.
I'm the fucking king. I'm King Kev. I'm King Kenny. I'm Ledley fucking King.
Patrick, focus. How are you planning on sacking Dan Watson exactly?
This Fanny stuff. Right, that's our story, okay? That's what the wider world will see. We didn't tolerate intolerance. We took responsibility.
Is that us? Is that Ashwood? You want to make this a rod for our backs going forward. Need I remind you that we are hiding an orgy scandal at the moment?
He's just another sexist bastard in football as far as we're concerned. And we are banishing him to the desert with Richard Keys and Andy Gray.
But can we hold that standard, Patrick?
That is our party line, okay? Internally, different fucking story.
Internally is what? This petty West Ham nonsense?
Well, it's not petty. He courted a rival club and then bragged about it on Sky.
He brags about everything.
He basically issued a come and get me plea, like some ISIS hostage video.
I will speak to him.
I wish ISIS would sign him. I'd fly him there myself, like Andy Carroll to Liverpool.
If you want to do this, I fully back you. I can make this Fanny story hell for him.
Oh, we're doing it, Jess. He's gone.
Right. Fine. I'll get some articles turned round, maybe some bloggers to work the angle a bit.
Yeah, good. Mm. Nice of you to join us on the dark side.
Jess, is Patrick in there with you?
Yes?
There's a message left here from Sinead Flynn from Legal. She said, chop, chop. That's it. Does that make any sense?
He's nodding. Thanks, Christine.
Ah, yes! Okay, I'll confirm one more time with the ownership, but that's us giving the green light.
What about Woody?
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, look, he'll talk Owen round.
This is not going to be easy or cheap.
You can tell him now if he's watching it. We're still fighting for this, and he's got to go to Dan's agent and get something, and I will tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat him. Love it!
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's an interesting subject, and I've got the Professor of Social Sciences from Ashwood University, Dr. Michael Young, on the show with me today. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Pleasure.
Now, talk me through this. As the word fanny isn't a swear word, is it? It's not an expletive.
No, that's correct. It's not, Jennifer.
Then what business is it of ours that we're judging Dan Watson for the use of the term fanny?
Well, let's think about the concept of a fanny, shall we? We're talking about female reproductive organs for the most part.
Yes, I think that's fairly obvious.
Well, yes, but where's the connotation there?
Well, I suppose that someone is perhaps, I don't know, physically weak.
Exactly. Exactly. What Mr. Dan Watson has done is use effeminate language to denote something negative, or as you put it, Jennifer, weak.
Well, I see your point. But to take another side of this, there's plenty of references to both male and female body parts that can be used in a derogatory fashion.
Like?
Well, knob.
Knob?
Yes, knob. If I were to call you a knob...
Well, yes, let's say you were to call me a knob, and let's say Dan Watson used that word. Knob would probably constitute a foolish person, or perhaps someone who irritates others. Would that be what one would think of when hearing the word knob?
Yes.
But you see, this environment of football, this seemingly male-dominated field, to use terminology that references women as a means to denigrate your opponent would be sexist.
But if he had said he had gone down like a bit of a tit, rather than fanny...
Well, tit is very different.
Well, it feels the same to me, Michael.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, I have tits, anatomically speaking. I don't have a fanny.
Right.
I suppose I have what the kids call mubes.
Yes. Well, no, it's moobs.
Mubes?
No, moobs. It means man boobs. Moobs.
Moobs, right, of course.
Dr. Michael Young, thank you.
Well, goodness me, the advert said pretty redhead, but I didn't think you'd be this pretty.
Woody, what are you doing here?
I've come to see my bezzy pal, my BFF, Agent Orange.
I have ginger hair, big deal. So does 8% of the UK. You're going to give me a wedgie and steal my lunch money as well.
Well, how much you got on you?
What do you want? If this is about Dan, then that's nothing to do with me. He speaks his mind. You knew that when you hired him.
Fanny. He had Fanny on his mind.
Oh, don't give me that, Woody.
What?
That nonsense. You don't care about the Fanny comment.
Oh, have you not? I'm deeply offended.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not, Woody. You're embarrassed that you spoke to West Ham.
Oh, so he did?
He said he did, on TV. We met with David Gold and the other one, the one that looks like a Bond villain.
Karen Brady?
David Sullivan.
Oh, that one, with the hat.
Look, if you and that Defence Against the Dark Arts teacher you call a chief executive want to take action against Dan, then do it. I don't care.
Listen, Weasley, you will care when we don't sign any of your other Quidditch players.
Sorry, Chris, I'm lost in the metaphor here.
Your agency in Ashford will be over, divorced, like Brangelina, and I'm keeping all the kids.
What? What do you want from me? You want me to tell him off? Speak to his mum? Ground him?
No. You're going to do what we say.
Which is what, exactly?
We're sacking him all.
You've just given him a new contract.
Aye. Gross misconduct, I'm afraid, pal. Big, gross fanny.
Because of the fanny thing?
Hey, you can't say anything these days.
You can't do that to him.
Incorrect. Yes, we can.
You're third.
Listen, Owen Wilson. We're a family club, okay? We don't want Dan's disgusting language on live TV to reflect our image.
He said fanny.
Aye, the F word. Live on television. Disgraceful.
So, let's just say you go through with this, trying to activate a fair dismissal without hearing via gross misconduct, I assume?
Ding! Correct.
What about gardening leave? That would be a requirement.
No gardening leave. I don't want to see him in any gardens. I don't want to see him on Gardener's World.
Do you know what gardening leave means?
I don't care. I don't have a garden. I live on the 16th floor. That contract is watertight. I don't want you trying to piss all over it.
By piss, I assume you mean me doing my job on behalf of my client.
Aye, that bollocks. None of that, please.
I see.
Any of that kind of behaviour in this relationship is over. I'll chuck your underpants out the window, cut your cock off, and date your brother. Right, okay, fair enough. You keep your coffee and your agency intact. As long as you convince Dan to walk away quietly. No legal action.
Woody.
If he does do that, he'll lose everything he owns.
Woody.
And his agent will have his boiling hot coffee poured into his lap, and he'll never work in English football again.
It's a frappuccino, so I'll just be wet.
Okay, well, how about just the never working again threat?
I have some players on my books that I'd like to secure some moves for in January.
Now you're talking. Now, ask me the question, Noel.
What? Noel?
I'm ready. Ask me the question.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Noel, ask me the question.
Okay, fine, Woody. Deal or no deal?
It's a deal. It's been a pleasure, Owen. Now, enough work chat. What's new with my pal?
Don't sit down, please. You don't have to sit.
Did you change your hair?
Just leave, please.
Hello? I have been missold some PPI. Owen, sorry, pal. This is urgent. I'm going to have to take this. Thanks.
After the backing is received fully from the board and ownership of the club, Patrick has called a meeting to settle the matters with Ashwood manager, Dan Watson.
This couldn't have waited until after training.
Well, you've beaten the mighty Arsenal now. What is there possibly left to teach?
If this is just a routine bollocking, then can we reschedule? Well,
my calendar's pretty full right now, what about you, Jess?
Let me see. Bollocking, another bollocking on the 5th. The National Bollocking Convention on the 9th. Oh, I can't afford to miss that.
Okay, let's just try, maybe, and stop being around the bush, just for once.
Bushell. Steve Bushell.
And we failed. Right, I'm going back to training.
Dan, in light of recent events and after discussions with the owners, we're going to have to terminate your contract effective immediately.
Yeah. Very good, Patrick. Let me go clear out my desk.
If you could. It saves the cleaning staff from doing it tonight.
If there's anything you actually called me in here for, then spit it out.
I just spat it out, Dan. A big snotty gob of it right in your face.
Okay. Hilarious. Yet again.
We've spoken to Owen and Sinead about your contract.
Owen?
Hargreaves.
What?
Your agent, Owen.
Why are you speaking to my agent?
Because we've terminated your contract, Dan.
Sorry, is this a joke?
It's funny. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a joke.
Can we speak English, please? And leave the fucking riddles aside. Just layman's terms.
Layman. Jens Layman.
Fuck off, Woody. I mean that, mate. Patrick, what's going on?
Dan, look, we want you to be aware that this is not results-driven. These are acts of misconduct on your part.
Misconduct? What? Beating Arsenal at home? Smashing 3 past Brighton?
You've denigrated the club image and the structure laid out by the new ownership.
I've managed a football team.
Yeah, but that's not what you've done, is it?
Well, have a look at the highlights, mate, because you'll see me in the dugout.
Dan, this doesn't need to get heated.
Heated? You're firing me. It's already heated. It's a volcano,
okay,
Patrick.
Okay, look, we'll issue a statement once things are finalised with HR and your agent.
This isn't a joke, is it? This isn't a 5-year plan. This is a 5-minute plan. You're killing me off already.
Don't be dramatic.
Dramatic? This is fucking Game of Thrones, and you're killing me off? I'm Sean Bean, and you're sat there laughing whilst my head's rolling across the fucking floor.
Look, the sooner you come to terms with our decision, the better for all of us.
We're third in the league.
Dan.
We're third in the fucking league.
And we are grateful to you and your coaching staff for giving us this start to the season. That will be covered in the statement, right, Jess?
Of course.
My coaching staff?
Aye, they have to go too, Dan.
Because of what I said?
Again, this isn't results-based.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Who's going to take over?
Liam's going to see us through the international break and maybe the next game, depending on recruitment times.
Right, who's Liam? Who's Liam?
Liam Brightwell.
The fuck? The under-23s coach?
Aye.
Are you kidding me? I don't know, I don't really know what to say.
I think that's probably for the best.
Even you, Jess?
Even me, Dan. We can't have Ashwood's name routinely dragged through the mud by our own staff.
Look, I don't even have to do those media appearances anymore because Owen gets me the work. In a way, it's his fault. I just go along
Dan.
With it. Patrick, I'm serious. We are building something here, right? The offensive, remember?
Yeah, this wasn't an easy decision.
Then have another think. Sleep on it.
The owners are backing our position. The legal team have informed us that we're covered.
Covered by what?
Your contract.
There's not even a payout.
Look, that is a conversation you need to have with Owen.
But what about the fans?
They'll have to accept the decision, like you.
Can I say goodbye to the players? Patrick, can I say goodbye to the players, mate?
We've finished the session early and we're sending them home to avoid the press for now.
Right.
I suggest that you go home too, Dan. Speak to Lydia, as I say, have a chat with Owen a bit later about your options.
Right, yeah.
Thanks for all your efforts.
It's been a pleasure, so...
Cheers, Dan.
Good luck with the rest of the season then, guys.
Hey, cheers, Dan.
Thanks, pal.
Statement from Ashwood confirming that manager Dan Watson has been let go following his post-match comments on Sunday. While taking into account the fine work that Watson has done at Ashwood, we're asking, were the club right to sack Dan Watson based on those comments? We've got Mary on the line. She's in Ashwood. Where else? What would you like to say, Mary?
I think it's disgraceful.
You think Dan's comments are disgraceful?
No, not Dan. I think think it's disgraceful that you can't say fucking anything these days.
Okay.
The country's going down the fucking shit.
Okay, right. Thank you, Mary. These calls are supposed to be screened. We apologise if any listeners were offended. Should we go to a break? Okay, right. We're going to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back. Time.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.